Welcome back to our series that we are calling Revival Arrival. In this series, we're looking at how to renew our faith in several different aspects. And today I want to talk with you about new vision is coming. It's easy to get stuck in life and feel like you're not moving forward. Some people, a lot of people, feel stuck in their jobs. They want to advance, make more money, take on new responsibilities, but they keep hitting a dead end. Some people feel stuck in their family lives, you know, every day, the same old hamster wheel, the kids, the chores, the errands. They feel trapped. Some people struggle to overcome negative attitudes and behaviors, bad habits, addictions, stress, and anxiety, but they keep hitting a wall that they just can't seem to get through. Others get stuck in their finances or in the goals that they want to achieve in life, but they don't seem to ever make the progress that they want to make. Another common area is faith. People often become stagnant in their faith, wondering where God is, why he's not fixing their problems, healing their illnesses, or dealing with their difficulties. The truth is, we all, most of us, get stuck at some point or at several points in our lives and for different periods of time. But God always brings a fresh vision into our life. He always brings a fresh vision. And he's always there to give us a new day. You may not see it right away, but he is there ordering your steps, clearing the way, and getting you to the place you need to be, getting you ready to get unstuck. Long ago, God rescued the Israelites from slavery and settled them on their own land. But over the centuries, they struggled to remain faithful to God. Their kings and leaders would often lead them astray. They would fall into idolatry, forget about God's commandments. The rich took advantage of the poor. It got so bad that it led to a great fall, a great fall. King Nebuchadnezzar came and attacked Jerusalem. He conquered the land, desecrated the temple, and destroyed the city. He took the people in chains and led them to Babylon, where they would have to live. Everything was different after that. The life as they knew it was over. It was over. Some said it would only last a short time, but year after year ticked by, decade after decade, generation after generation. Finally, the people accepted it. They thought they would just be stuck there in Babylon forever. They mourned the loss of their land, their identity, their culture, their religion, and their freedom. They were in a season of stagnation that they thought would never end. Psalm 137 says, they sat by the waters, the rivers of Babylon, and wept as they remembered Jerusalem. Years earlier, God told a man named Jeremiah to go to the king of Judah at that time, King Zedekiah, and warn him that all this would happen. At that point, Babylon had declared war, but had not yet invaded. Many people were telling the king to fight, that God would give him the victory. But Jeremiah said resistance would be futile. Resistance would lead to even worse circumstances, worse outcomes. God wanted the people to surrender and to accept the consequences of their lack of faithfulness. Well, King Zedekiah and his officials didn't like hearing this, so they locked Jeremiah up in prison. Jeremiah got stuck, and a little while later, all the people got stuck in Babylon. Many of you already know that before the priesthood, I was married. I had a beautiful daughter, led a conventional life. But unfortunately, the marriage did not work out. After 9 years, it came to an end. It's not what I wanted. We had made vows. I knew it would hurt my daughter, but sadly, it happened anyway. For years after that, I felt stuck in so many ways. I was stuck in my job, a career that I had started to support my family, even though it did not bring me joy or a sense of meaning and purpose. I was stuck in my house, rattling around all alone. For several months, I didn't even have any furniture. I was stuck in my relationships. You know, in the beginning, all of our mutual friends rallied around us both, but as it often happens, they ended up taking sides. It was a painful period, and I had no idea where my life was heading. I just tried to take one day at a time, but I was at a crossroads and could not see a way forward. Maybe some of you feel that way right now, or maybe someone you love feels that way right now. You're in a season of stagnation in your health or your work, your relationships, or in your living situation. You're not sure where it's all going or what the future is going to look like. But I want to encourage you. God has a new vision for your life right now. A new direction is coming. New opportunities, new growth, a new way forward. We cannot see over the horizon, but God can. We can't know the future, but God does. He knows what's happening next. The scripture says, "I know well the plans I have in mind for you," says the Lord. "Plans for your welfare, not for woe. Plans to give you a future bright with hope, a future filled with hope." God is well aware of the new life that He is ready to give you, and He's going to help you break out of your stagnation and get to that point. But our part is to call upon Him, to pray to Him, to listen to Him, and to look for Him. This is the advice that God gave Jeremiah when he was stuck in prison. He said, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell to you things great beyond reach of your knowledge." Beyond reach of our knowledge is the future. Beyond reach of our knowledge are the plans that God has to show out in our lives. Beyond reach of our knowledge are God's intentions to lift us up out of the quicksand, out of the quagmire, out of the stagnation, and to catapult us into a new vision, a new destiny. For the people stuck in Babylon, God had a new vision. He told Jeremiah that He would rebuild their nation. He would remove their guilt. He would forgive all their offenses. God had a new vision for me. When my life, my hopes, the future I dreamed of suddenly came to an end, and I was stuck in sadness, uncertainty, and fear, God moved me forward into the seminary, into the priesthood, into my new life, into my new purpose. He will do the same for you. In the gospel story today, Jesus took His disciples to a place called Caesarea Philippi, and along the way, He asked them who they thought He was. There had been a lot of confusion and misunderstanding, so Jesus wanted to see if they understood His true identity. Well, Peter got it right. He said, "You are the Christ." Somehow, Peter understood that Jesus was the one through whom God would accomplish a new vision for our salvation. But then, Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man, meaning Him, must suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. This is where the conversation went downhill. Peter didn't like hearing that, so he took Jesus aside and tried to correct Him, remind Him that He's the Messiah. He's a powerful king. There would be no suffering. There would be no dying. Jesus turned the tables on Peter and corrected him and said, "You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." When Jesus told them that He had to suffer, die, and then rise again, they totally missed the last part, the rising again part, the victory part. It didn't compute. They didn't understand it. This is why later Peter denied even knowing Jesus when he was arrested, why all of the disciples except one abandoned Jesus on the cross, why Mary Magdalene sat outside the tomb weeping, why the apostles did not at first believe the reports that the grave was empty. Maybe they should have. I mean, long ago, the prophet Isaiah predicted that there would be a suffering servant, a man who would suffer and die to save the people. He described it in the first reading. This suffering servant would offer his back to those who beat him, his cheeks to those who would pluck his beard. His face he would not shield from buffets and spitting. But then Isaiah goes on and says that this suffering servant would not be disgraced, would not be put to shame, that in the end God would uphold his right, that there would be a victory moment. But still, even with this prophecy, the disciples just could not fathom the resurrection. They could not even begin to understand the new vision for our salvation that God was accomplishing through his Son. They could not see, begin to understand the new dawn that awaited humanity when that stone was rolled away, when the burial bands fell from his body, when the tomb was emptied and the King of Kings rose in glory. They just didn't understand that new vision. Sometimes we don't see the new vision. We don't understand the new vision God is bringing to us. There are times when the loss is just too great, the setbacks too severe, the disappointments too discouraging to think that we could ever break free. It's easy to give up, tempting to give up when you feel stuck. But in those times, it's not all bad. God is holding you close to him. He's preparing you, getting you ready to get unstuck. The Lord is always doing something new, always bringing a new vision. He will always give you a new tomorrow. Back in my parish, before this one in the city, there was an older couple that came to the church office doors one day. They rang the bell and they said they'd like to see the pastor. Well, the receptionist called me. I happened to be in between meetings, so I had a few minutes. I came down and they were waiting for me in the parlor. They were dressed to the nines. The older gentleman had on a three-piece suit. The lady was decked out in a beautiful dress and her hair and makeup all done perfectly. They introduced themselves and then said that they were exactly the same age. 95 years young. 95 years young. They told me that they had both been widowed for many years and now wanted to be married. I almost fell off my chair. I mean, I've never married anyone in their 90s. It was adorable. But they went on to explain that they lived in the nursing home down the street where they had met and fallen in love. Now they wanted to be with each other. They wanted to spend the rest of the time they had on earth being with each other. I thought, what a beautiful vision for their golden years. And they had their morals straight because they said they wanted to be able to sleep in the same bed in the nursing home, hence the need for a wedding. It was beautiful. I will never forget that couple. A lot of people, when they're facing a life situation like that, a big life change, like getting stuck in a nursing home for the rest of their days, they become discouraged, upset, and depressed. But I will never forget this couple because they understood the principle that no matter how stuck you feel, no matter how lost you are, no matter how permanent the situation seems to be, no matter how trapped you may feel, God always has a fresh vision for our lives, another way, a new opportunity, a better opportunity, a brighter future, and for some, maybe even a new romance. God always gives beauty for ashes. He brings happiness out of sadness. He fills our hearts with songs of praise to replace our sorrow. Scripture says, weeping may endure for the night. Stagnation, getting stuck, may endure for the night. But in the morning, joy comes. Joy comes in the morning. Don't get stuck in a victim mentality or woe is me attitude. Don't believe the lies, if you're feeling stuck right now, that you're never going to get unstuck. You're never going to move forward. Those problems are always going to be there. The situation is never going to improve. When those thoughts tempt you, I want you to think about Isaiah chapter 43. When God promised the people stuck in Babylon that he would bring them home. He said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing something new. The Israelites never expected that God would bring them home after so many generations in captivity. The disciples never expected that Jesus would rise from the dead after so much suffering. I never expected that God would move me into a joyful life as a priest after so many years of stagnation and uncertainty and darkness. Just over the horizon is a new opportunity. Beyond the reach of our knowledge is a new way forward. The future we cannot see, but God does, is always filled with the promise of new growth and a fresh vision from God for our lives.